and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news that you should turn from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet, in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Give the glory, sorry. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagans say, "Where is their God?" Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. May you be blessed by the Lord, you who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happen that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. If the word you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything, remind you all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue in John's Gospel today. And here, Jesus says, if we hear what he says and we let this enter into us, he says, "Whoever loves me keeps my word." And again, his word is to believe in him and to love as he loved us. "And my Father will love him." So it talks about our Father loving us. And it's not just our Father will love us. Did you get the next line? "And we will come to him and make our dwelling in him." So, and then it talks about the Holy Spirit. So again and again, I don't think we get it. I just don't think we even have it even close to our mind. We keep God up there. We keep him out everywhere else, but Jesus says that the Father, myself, and then the Spirit will come and dwell inside of you and me. To think about that, we are the place where the Trinity dwells. We are the place that God comes to this earth for other people. But what we continue to do is have the false humility of, oh, no, I'm just a sinner. God wouldn't even think about coming into me. Oh, no, no, I'm no good. And then we neglect and negate what Jesus said today. You love me, you believe in me, and we will live inside of you. And so our job then is to act as if God lives inside of us, that we are holy, and then we bring this God to everyone we meet. That's what this means. Is this what we live? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.